Welcome to this deep dive. In this lesson, we're exploring Lesson 5.2, Career Planning, Goal Setting, and Future Employability. If you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along. Now, let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill.
Sounds great. I'm excited to get into this one.
Yeah, because today is really all about moving from just passively waiting around for opportunities to actively designing your professional future.
Exactly. It's a huge shift in mindset.
It really is. Because if you are sitting there right now hoping that your degree or your current job title will just automatically act as a VIP pass to your dream career, you're basically playing a game that ended like a decade ago.
Oh, easily a decade ago.
Right. I mean, we're in this moment of intense digital transformation, and the old rules just do not apply anymore.
They really don't.
Employability isn't a genetic lottery. It's not just a piece of paper you get at graduation. It's an active daily formula that you, the listener, have complete control over.
And, you know, realizing that you have that control is incredibly empowering.
Totally.
We are fundamentally shifting away from this passive mindset where you just cross your fingers and wait for an opportunity to magically fall into your lap and moving toward, well, actively engineering a professional trajectory.
Which requires understanding the basics, right?
Right. It requires a baseline understanding of two foundational concepts from the text: career planning and goal setting.
Okay, so let's define those quickly.
Sure. So career planning is basically the strategic preparation for future professional opportunities. And the operative word there is strategic.
Meaning it's deliberate.
Exactly. It requires mapping out where the market is going, not just where it's been.
And then goal setting is sort of the engine that drives that strategy, right?
Spot on. Yeah, goal setting is taking that big, intimidating, 10-year vision and breaking it down into clear, achievable objectives.
It's honestly so reassuring to learn that employability isn't just about luck.
Oh, absolutely not.
It's a combination of skills, knowledge, and behaviors that you can proactively develop. But we have to completely redefine what employability actually means today, don't we?
We do. Because it isn't simply being capable of holding a job anymore. It's a living, highly dynamic trait.
Like a combination of things.
Right. It's a mix of your underlying knowledge, the practical skills you can actually execute, and probably most importantly, the specific behaviors that modern employers value.
Let's talk about the behavioral aspect, because that seems to be where the landscape has shifted the most.
It really has. I mean, we often think of career development as just accumulating hard skills, like, learning Python or mastering some new financial software.
Right, the stuff you put on a resume.
Exactly. But employers are evaluating you on a dynamic spectrum now. They certainly care about what, your baseline knowledge, but they heavily value how you apply it, and they place a premium on how you act.
Your behaviors.
Yeah, your adaptability, your communication, your resilience. When a project totally fails, those are the behaviors that determine whether you thrive.
Which brings up a pretty stark reality about what happens if you just drift. Like, if you decide to skip the planning phase altogether.
The risks are profound.
Yeah, the text mentions that you end up with unclear direction and you suffer from a lack of confidence. But most dangerously, you develop severe skill gaps.
That's the real trap.
I always think about it like navigating your career without a plan is basically like running a smartphone without ever installing the software updates.
Oh, that is a great analogy.
Right. Like, at first, everything seems totally fine. The phone works. You can make calls, send texts.
But eventually.
Eventually, yeah. Over time, if you just keep hitting remind me later on those update notifications, things start to degrade.
The user experience gets clunky. The battery drains faster.
Exactly. You start glitching. Yeah. And then you try to download a brand new app, which, in our world is a new job opportunity or a promotion. And the system throws up an error message.
Operating system no longer supported.
Yes. You literally lose access to new opportunities because your internal software is fundamentally out of date.
That is exactly what a modern skill gap looks like in real time. Because as we said, employability isn't a static achievement.
It's not just a frame certificate on the wall.
No, it requires continuous maintenance. When you actively engage in career planning, you're proactively searching for those software updates.
You're keeping the phone running.
Right. You're ensuring your career readiness and driving your own long-term growth, which directly fuels your daily motivation.
Okay, so setting these short-term and long-term goals, identifying future skills, it all sounds incredible in theory, but I want to push back a little here. Let's talk about the friction of actually doing this.
Sure, let's get into it.
Because we live in a noisy digital world.
Yeah.
We all have like a million notifications going off, overflowing inboxes, endless distractions. How do you actually keep track of it all?
It's tough.
Isn't this kind of ambitious career planning just destined to become another New Year's resolution that fades by February?
That is a very valid concern. And, well, a goal without a dedicated system is essentially just a wish. The challenge of digital noise is real. And the text explains that the only way to combat it is by building transferable digital competencies.
So using specific tools.
Exactly. You have to bridge the gap between theory and action by deploying digital tools to hold yourself accountable.
Let's break down how to actually deploy those tools, like the resources recommend. Take Google Calendar, for instance.
Perfect example.
Most people view their calendar as a passive inbox, you know, just a place for other people to schedule meetings with them.
Right, but if you want to take control of your career, your calendar has to become a tool for non-negotiable self-development.
So mapping out timelines for your goals.
Yes. If one of your short-term goals is to complete a data analytics module, that cannot just live on a sticky note or a to-do list.
It needs to be an event.
Exactly. It needs to exist as a blocked out 2-hour event on your calendar, treated with the exact same respect as a meeting with your boss.
Time blocking.
Time blocking is the defense mechanism against that digital noise you mentioned. But managing your time is only one half of the equation, right?
Right. You need a system for the actual strategy. Which is where Notion comes in.
Yes, a digital workspace like Notion is indispensable for this.
I am a huge advocate for Notion, but the mistake I see people make is using it as just a glorified digital notepad.
Oh, completely.
To truly build a career plan, as the text advises, you need to leverage it as a regular workspace to review and update your goals, like a relational database.
Exactly. You build a personalized dashboard where your skills to learn directly map to specific job descriptions that you've clipped from the web.
So the learning isn't random.
Right. It's always tied to real-world market demands. You keep your broader roadmap alive.
And once you have your internal planning organized in Notion, you need an external system, right, to signal your progress.
Yeah, to signal the market.
Right.
And LinkedIn serves that purpose perfectly.
It's the ultimate platform for showcasing those digital competencies.
If Calendar manages your time and Notion manages your strategy, LinkedIn manages your reputation. But it's not just an online resume where you dump your past job titles.
Right. It's where you prove to employers that your software is up to date.
Right.
You don't just post when you get a job. You post about the certification you're currently working on.
You build in public.
Exactly. Now, I want to enthusiastically share this case study from the text because it is so good.
Oh, the student case study? Yeah, it's brilliant.
Right. There was this student who dramatically improved their internship opportunities by applying these exact principles.
They didn't just wait around for a university career fair to hand them a golden ticket.
No. They reverse engineered their success.
Let's deconstruct why they succeeded. It wasn't random at all.
They identified their target skills early, right?
Yes. They looked at the landscape of their desired industry, analyzed job postings, and identified the specific skills that were in high demand but, you know, missing from their curriculum.
And they took a specific trio of actions. They completed independent projects, they earned certifications, and they engaged in active networking.
Which perfectly illustrates future readiness. In future workplaces, managers don't just hand you a career path.
No, they don't.
They expect you to proactively build your experience and adapt, exactly like the student in that case study.
It's like navigating a sailboat rather than climbing a corporate ladder.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Right. You have a general destination, your long-term vision, but the wind is constantly changing with market forces and AI. You have to constantly adjust your sails, which are your skills, to keep moving forward.
And employers expect you to be the captain of that boat. They want to see that self-directed behavior.
But talking about behaviors brings up a critical reflection on how we use these digital tools, especially regarding our digital footprint.
Yes, the ethical dimension is so important.
Because it is incredibly tempting, especially in a competitive market, to just inflate your skills on LinkedIn.
Oh, the temptation to fake it until you make it is everywhere. But responsible use of these platforms is an ethical imperative.
It's not about projecting perfection.
No, it centers entirely on authenticity. Falsifying your capabilities will immediately backfire. Responsible use is about honestly identifying required future skills and taking responsible ownership of your learning journey.
Which really comes down to self-awareness, which the text highlights.
Yes.
Being responsible means regularly reviewing your career plans with total honesty about where your skill gaps currently lie.
It's the difference between saying, I'm a master of data science, and saying, I'm currently fascinated by data science. Here's the certification I'm working on.
Right. Having the humility to admit your software needs an update.
Exactly. Knowing what you don't know is crucial.
Okay, so let's guide everyone through the practical application activity from the text. Building an actual roadmap.
Yes, let's do it.
There are five essential pillars you need to map out. What's the first one?
The first pillar is your career interests. Before looking at a job board, you have to map out what actually engages you naturally.
Which makes sense. Curiosity is the fuel. What's the second pillar?
Identifying the skills to develop. Pinpointing the competencies you currently lack to pursue those interests.
Okay. And the third?
Establishing your learning priorities. You have to decide which single skill is the most critical bottleneck right now.
Because you can't learn everything at once.
Exactly.
And the fourth pillar is defining your networking goals. Figuring out who is already sailing in the waters you want to reach.
Yes, finding your mentors and peers.
And finally, the fifth pillar is mapping out experience-building opportunities, like a volunteer project or a side hustle, to actually practice those skills.
Interests, skills, priorities, networking, experience, it's a solid framework.
And to help build this roadmap, the text highly recommends three specific resources, almost like a starter pack.
They are phenomenal reads.
First is Designing Your Life. It's all about prototyping your career choices before committing.
Right. And then there's The Startup of You, which teaches you to treat your own career like an agile startup in a competitive marketplace.
Always be pivoting. And finally, Mindset, which is about cultivating a growth mindset so you can actually survive all this constant digital disruption.
If you combine those three philosophies, you have an unstoppable toolkit.
Absolutely. So let's synthesize our key takeaways from today.
Let's do it.
We established that career planning improves your direction and your confidence.
And that goal setting really supports your motivation.
Right. We also learned that employability isn't static. It depends on continuous skill development.
And ultimately, future readiness requires proactive planning. You have to design your way into the future workplace.
So to wrap up, do you have a final provocative thought for the listener to mull over?
I do. The text leaves us with a specific reflection prompt, and I want to challenge you to answer this for your own unique path. How can clear career planning improve my future employability and professional growth?
That is a great question to leave off on. Look at your own sailboat and figure out where the winds are blowing.
Exactly. Take the wheel.
Well, we want to encourage you to stay curious, stay responsible, and stay future ready.
Yes, please do.
And please remind yourself to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities. We also want to acknowledge the reference materials that inspired this learning. Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans from 2016, The Startup of You by Reid Hoffman and Ben Kaznocha from 2012, and Mindset by Carol S. Dweck from 2006.
Some really great resources there.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. Have a great rest of your day.